I'm not sure if it's because I had read these scripture readings back on Monday, or I'm conscious of the fact that between the end of April and today, about 6 weeks' time, 8 of our adult parishioners have passed away, and 6 new widowed people are part of us. But I was really struck, you know, we hear Elijah with the widow of Zarephath and Jesus with the widow of Nain. On Wednesday morning at the 7:30 Mass in the Daily Mass Chapel, I was just looking around the congregation, and I counted more than 15 people widowed whom I buried their spouses since been here. Now, for a parish that's usually pretty young, it's kind of hard to see all of that death coming again and again and again. Widows, male and female, the widowed. In the Old Testament, time and time again, there's a particular emphasis upon God's care for the widow and the orphan and the alien. People within the community that don't have the means to provide for and secure their own well-being. In fact, God goes so far as to say, if you want to measure the quality of your community, if you want to know whether you're really following the way of God, look at the way you care for the neediest and the weakest members. Now, it's not just financial limitations that God's talking about. Because it's a broader understanding than just, I can't pay my way. Many of our recently widowed people, they're not family-less. They have children and grandchildren. People take care of them if they don't have their own resources. That's not the point. The point is what I call a spiritual widowhood, an emotional or relational isolation from the people around you. See, right here in our church, sitting here today, and in the homes among our parishioners, and in our larger community here, lots of people are totally alone despite the people around them. They're not connected. They don't have that sense of belonging and support and caring from the people within their own household or in their neighborhood or in our parish church. They're spiritual widows. And as Jesus measured the Old Testament community by the way in which the community cared for its widowed members, so too Jesus will evaluate and measure our parish community by the extent to which we care for our widowed members. In this year of mercy, all of us are challenged to respond to the isolated, widowed people among us, to reach out again, have a more sensitive, attentive, caring heart to someone within our own household that feels disconnected, isolated, uninvolved. To see the person down the street who no one visits. To see the boy or girl in school that always seems to be by himself or herself. To look at that colleague at work that everybody makes fun of but no one seems to spend time with. See, we've got a lot of emotional and relational and spiritual widows in our midst. The challenge for us is to raise them up. Now, like Elijah, we can't take a boy who's dead and bring him back to life. Like Jesus himself, we can't give the widow of Nain back a living son. But those who are dead in their hearts because of their emptiness and isolation, because of their alienation from those around them, we can do something about that. We can lift them up. We can bring them back to life by our outreach to include them and pay attention to them. And to care for them anew, even when it hurts. So today I'm going to ask 2 things of you. When you go home, when you go back to school, when you go into work, open your eyes and look around with new attention. Is there someone widowed in my midst that would benefit by lifting up by my care and attention? Make the commitment to try that again. Even if there's not been a response before. Second, if you yourself have been isolated and widowed in your own home or in your workplace or in your school, take a chance to try again to reach out and connect with someone, to come alive again. Most of our widowed folks don't need money. They have family around them. They have neighbors and coworkers. They're still terribly alone and isolated. As we remember Jesus raising up the widow's son, As we accept the call of this year of mercy to be the concrete expression of God's mercy towards the weakest and the most weary among us, it's time for us to pay attention to those who are widowed and raise them up.